This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along today. I always like when listeners make recommendations for topics they'd like to hear on the Community Forum program, and that's how this program originated today. Hearing from a listener who was on the board of this organization, this nonprofit, Emmanuel Home, located in Northumberland. And we're going to be joined today by Verrill Solon, who is the administrator here at Emmanuel Home. And we're going to find out what this is all about. It's one of these things that, you know, I've driven by for years, but didn't register that this was something different. So we're gonna find out a bit about that today. So welcome to the program, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell me what this is. I mean, it's a personal care home, but a very kind of different from what people would expect.
Yeah, well, we are a personal care home, but we take pride in the fact that we are a Bible-based personal care home, and we seek not only to take care of the residents, but we also seek to share a word. Each meal is preceded by giving thanks for a meal. A word is shared daily. And also, we have a time of song and praise and encouraging word given twice a week. And the residents here really look forward to that time of singing and look forward to that time. And I think it really makes a difference. We not only care about the physical needs of the residents, but the spiritual needs. And we care about their families. And we care that they are well taken care of. And we take pride in that.
And this is my first visit here, but I was able to take a tour before we started talking here. And the first thing that comes to mind is the lack of that institutional vibe. I mean, the lunchroom looks like a lunchroom, not a cafeteria, the area where people gather to, you know, for singing and so forth. It's just, I mean, that I assume all goes into this intentionally.
Yes, it does. And even with the lunch and the food and the dinner, we take pride in that because we have stayed away from many of the processed foods. We shop locally and pick up vegetables in the area and different food items. And we prepare meals freshly. And I think it really makes a difference. You know, when you eat well and the food is served in a nutritional way, that goes a long way into how the residents feel. So you're absolutely right about that.
Okay. And when someone comes from another background that isn't Christian, how do you explain this to them? Say, here's how we're different. I mean, there's Bible verses on the walls, but that's not all.
Right. Well, we explain that to them that, you know, we're Bible-based, but you don't, how should I say this? You don't try to force what you believe on anyone. You put it out there, and I think over time they see that there's a different level of care because of our Christianity. So there's no forcing of it. And you realize families come to realize who have their loved ones here, they come to realize that there is a difference because we follow, you know, the teachings of the Bible.
Okay. And I've known people from, you know, Hindu backgrounds and so forth who have sent their kids to Christian schools because of, you know, they know what they're getting.
That's correct. That's correct. And the same thing here. I mean, we have a few who are from different religions, so to speak, but they enjoy their time here. So that hasn't stopped someone from coming here. And they have the same view, just like, you know, someone who is Muslim sending their child to a Christian school because they want a better education. Well, we've had some who are not necessarily Christian, but they know that if they brought their loved one here, they'd be well taken care of.
Okay. And this goes back about 25 years?
Yes. Emmanuel Home was established in the late 90s, I would say 1998. And we have been trying our best to expand. We were looking to do some more expansion, but a little thing called COVID came in the way. But we're still looking, and we, you know, work well with the community as well. So that should be a plus.
Okay. And I understand you initially built and then expanded, but like you said, there's quite a bit more room to expand.
Yes, so we'll, you know, we just have to look into that, you know, with finances and different things the way they are. You know, that's always a challenge, but, you know, we're up for the challenge. One of the things, I usually try to attend the local community board meeting here in Northumberland. And, you know, it's very good because as a borough, you can see that the members of Northumberland work together. And that's good that we work together with them and they work together with us.
And you have 30 rooms, correct?
Yes. Right now we have 30 rooms. We have a capacity of 38 residents. And right now we're about 22, 23 residents. And all the rooms are single, unless the only difference is that we would take two in a room, but there would usually be a husband and wife or a mother and daughter or a situation like that, or two sisters. But each room is private. Each room has its own bathroom. And we like that, too, because that way you have a sense of this is your own space and your own home.
And just walking up the hall with you, I saw some just beautifully decorated rooms. I mean, it's very homey.
Yeah, well, this is their home. And, you know, there's no place like home, and you want to feel comfortable. And that's one of the things that we, you know, strive to have our residents not only, you know, just look at them as an institutionalized resident, but look at them as someone who is at home and, you know, that wants to feel safe and secure.
Okay. Do you tend to have a you know, pretty full house most of the time, or does it, you know, wax and wane?
Well, the thing is that when you join the personal care or nursing home business, it's a business where you have those who are older. Some of them are in their latter stages of life. So, you know, we've had a few that have passed away. Then you have those who have come on. So it's like sometimes it can be a little bit of a revolving door.
Okay.
And then the other thing is that with other personal care homes in Pennsylvania, the costs are could be quite high. And sometimes that's a deterrent, unfortunately. So, you know, we just pray that the Lord keeps sending us residents.
And cost-wise, is that comparable then to other?
Yeah, so what we have looked at different costs at some of the other facilities in the area. And I think we are right there. We've tried to keep it as low as we can. Right now, we haven't taken any federal grants or funding because we want to continue to, you know, be able to read the scripture. We want to be able to put scripture on the wall and have times of song and praise. So we have been able to keep it at a good price, I feel, and that has been helpful.
How's the awareness of this? I mean, like I told you, I've driven past this for years, but it's kind of off the beaten path, but it's also very close to the beaten path. So, yeah, explain physically where it is, and so, you know, folks get an idea.
Yeah, we're right off of Route 11, and if you know where the W&L Mazda dealership is, or Schumacher's, we are right there next to it. Now, you're 100% correct. We are on the beaten path, but we're off the beaten path, which is great because the thing is we are not like right there on the highway, so to speak. So it's like in a nice area, nice facility. It's nice and quiet, and we have nice acreage. But at the same time, you know, folks drive by and they don't realize that we're here. So that's been a little bit of a challenge. The other challenge, too, is that the name Emmanuel Home, which we take a lot of pride in, there's actually another facility with a similar name in Danville. So sometimes we'll get calls and they'll confuse the two. So we have to say, no, we're the one in Northumberland and we're not connected. So, you know.
Yeah, but you were here first, is that correct?
Yes, that's okay. Correct. That's correct.
I say, I thought that was a newer facility.
Yeah,
So awareness is an ongoing battle probably then.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. And what I found is that, you know, I've put ads in papers and have talked at schools and different things in the area, but the best advertisement always word of mouth. And usually, you know, residents' families come in, and once their loved one is here, they realize how much they love it, and they usually tell others. So the best is always comes from word of mouth.
Okay. And I guess the location too, it makes it easy since you are, you know, serving those meals with fresh ingredients and so forth. You're close to what close to restocking everything.
Yes, that's funny. Well, and that's the other thing. We're right here, right. I would say right at the borderline here of Northumberland Point Township, but we have Danville, which is just 10 miles down the road, and then you have Sunbury right across the river. You have Lewisburg, you have Milton. So we're right here where, you know, we can have access to any residents' families. They're not so far where they're driving an hour to see their loved one or anything like that. I think we're in a good location where we're right in the middle where if you're from one of those areas, it'd be great.
Yeah, being right at the confluence of the river branches, it goes lots of towns in every direction.
Yes, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Now, is this a field you've been in for a long time, or is this new? Are you new with you know, with this?
Okay, so I originally about a year and a half ago, I relocated from New York. I lived in Brooklyn, New York, and now I currently live in Danville. As I said before, this is a Bible-based facility, and I was recruited out of New York because in New York I worked for the Health and Hospitals Corporation and different agencies there. So one of the board members had reached out to me, and I sent my resume, and then we came out here, and we just loved it. My family just loved the area. We loved the facility, and we pretty much just moved our entire family here. And we haven't regretted it since. I always tell people who live in New York or other places, says you have no idea how truly beautiful Pennsylvania is. And it's not a day goes by that myself and my wife or my daughter, we're driving and we look up and we said, wow, that really looks nice. It's really beautiful. So for those of you who live in Pennsylvania, I just want to let you know that Pennsylvania, you may take it for granted, but Pennsylvania is really a beautiful state.
And I have some new neighbors that just moved from L.A., so we're trying to fill them in on how things work in the country.
Yeah. No, and they will see it because, like I said, I came from New York with the hustle and bustle and all the things. But when you see the trees and you see the different wildlife and the amount of birds that I see in my own backyard and here at Emmanuel Home, it's just a pleasure.
For folks who would like to learn more about this, can you give us some information on how to reach out?
Sure. So you can call directly at Emmanuel Home at 570-473-0500, or you can reach us by email at ehome, that's in lowercase letters, at csrlink.net. And pretty much I'm here Monday through Friday. You don't have to schedule a tour. I mean, you can call me and talk to me, or you can call and talk to the head nurse or the office manager, and we'll be more than willing to show you and give a tour. We're not opposed to that. As a matter of fact, we're proud of the facility, so we like when people come and we're able to show them. And I always think that it's best that you come and see. You know, people look at the computer and they look at websites, and we have one. But it's always good to come in person and see. And I always tell people to look around as well. I am a person that likes Toyota, but I still want to go and see what Subaru has to say. I want to see what the others say. And that's what I say about the personal care home. If you have a loved one, come here and see and then hear what others say, and then you can make a good decision. But we're here. You can come at any time, especially Monday through Friday. I'm here Monday through Friday. And I'm usually here from 8 to 4, so please, you know, if you want to come, you're more than welcome.
Okay. And I have to throw my two cents in there because I looked at the website and thought, this looks wonderful, but how can it be this wonderful? And then I got here and I said, oh, the website was accurate. It really is a step above. I mean, just in the way, you know, the people's rooms, the, like I said, the lunch and everything well planned and well executed.
Well, we really do try, and we do try to seek the Lord's guidance in those things, you know.
Okay. And do you have operated by a board, or what's the kind of the structure?
Yeah. So it's we have a board, and I answer to a board, and it's run by a board, but the day to day, daily operations, and the budget and different things, I would run.
Okay. And we've been talking today to Verrill Solon, the administrator here at Emmanuel Home in Northumberland, but like we said, kind of to the edge of Northumberland, near Route 11, but not on Route 11. But you do what I did, ask your GPS how to get here. But once you've called to talk to Mr. Solon about visiting, that's the best way to go about it. So unless you have a better sense of direction than I do. So, hey, thanks for being with us on the program today.
Thank you for having me. This is really a pleasure.
It's always like to learn new things and new places, and this is definitely one of them. And again, I want to thank the member of your board who suggested this topic, and it's been good visiting and meeting you. So thanks.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.